Good morning and welcome to the Narrow Path radio broadcast. My name is Steve Gregg and we're live for a half hour each weekday morning and taking your calls. If you have questions about the Bible or about the Christian faith, you may feel free to give me a call and I'll be glad to talk to you about those things. The number to call is 1-800-227-5278. That's 1-800-227-5278. And you can call if you have a question or if you have a point of disagreement with the host, would like to balance comment. All right, let's talk to David from Temecula, first of all, today. David, welcome to the Narrow Path. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Steve. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, good.
My question is, in the Bible, why is Jesus referred to as the Son of Man? Is that just a meek reference, or I was just curious about that.
Well, the term Son of Man in the Old Testament, which is, of course, the background of Jesus' ministry, since the Old Testament was the Bible that he read, the term Son of Man was simply a reference to a human being. There is one instance in the Old Testament where the term Son of Man is connected sometimes with the Messiah, but the term Son of Man is found probably over 150 times in the Old Testament. And every single time, it means a mere man. In fact, in the poetic parallelism of the Hebrew Old Testament, it is often used interchangeably with man. For example, in Psalm 8, where it says, "What is man that you are mindful of him, or the Son of Man that you visit him?" Those two statements are identical in meaning in terms of the... And what is man, or the Son of Man, simply are saying the same thing twice. Son of Man just means a mere man. Now, there is one case in the Old Testament, that's in Daniel chapter 7, where the term Son of Man is used in connection with the Messianic kingdom. In Daniel chapter 7 and verse 13, it says, "I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man, coming with the clouds of heaven. And he came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him, and to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom." Now, in the context of this chapter, there have been several kingdoms previously likened to animals. In chapter 7 of Daniel, at the beginning, Daniel sees four animals coming out of the sea, a lion, a bear, a leopard, and a beast with 10 horns. And these are said to be, you know, successive kingdoms that are coming up. And so each kingdom is like something. It's like a lion, like a bear, like a leopard. Now comes a kingdom that's like a human, not like an animal, but like a Son of Man, like a human being. Now this kingdom happens to be the Messianic kingdom in the prophecy, which is the kingdom that Jesus came to bring. And so Jesus did identify himself as the Son of Man, and most scholars believe he was referring to this passage, that he was the one that Daniel had predicted would come as the, you know, the final kingdom, the final empire that would come after all the pagan empires had run their course. Yeah, see, the kingdom that Jesus established when he was on earth is the final world empire.